Luke 18, verse 38. Luke 18, verse 38. Let me know when you find it. Okay. Luke 18. Hang on. I'm looking for it. Luke 18. Invest in the Bible. Read it and obey it. Verse 38. Let's start verse 35, NLT. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of the crowd going past, he asked, "What was happening?" And I need you to picture this in your mind. Faith come by hearing. The guy heard. Hey, just imagine this guy blind. So he hear with his senses. They say blind people have, I mean, their other senses develop like in marvelous ways. So he's seeing with his ears, I guess. And then he hears all this commotion going on. But in his blindness, there's a need. He's blind, right? He can't see. Probably with no hope of seeing again, right? So there he is, and he asked, "What's happening?" They told him, "Oh, did you ever see that? It says that Jesus." That Jesus the Nazarene. So the word's been going around that Jesus is a healer. And right away, what happened to him? Faith rises. What did he do? Automatically, he hear that this Jesus that can save is around. What did he do?
I wonder if he's going to make it my way.
Can somebody, hey, can you take me there? Maybe he's got a friend. Maybe he's got a brother nearby. He's like, "Hey, Joe, please take me to that Jesus. Take me there." You know, I mean, he's blind. Of course, he doesn't want to step. He's got to know he's limited when it comes to quickly move and get up and move. But, and I think that's what a lot of time we missed. Jesus, the Jesus you know that can save, is here. But instead, let that faith, that desperation rise up to be like, "Jesus, I know you're the only one that can save me." Can you imagine? Can you just imagine that guy? Just imagine in his blindness. He's like, Jesus. He doesn't care. I mean, right now, Jesus is around. Jesus is around. Jesus! How many times you miss your touch? How many times you miss your deliverance because you care so much? You care so much what others gonna say, but you sit in your blindness. You sit in your blindness. You sit in your sin. You sit in your lack. And the Lord is speaking today. He's like, "Those who believe in me, stream of water, of living water, will flow." And some of you, you're dead. You're like dead branches. You live in your sin. You live in your stubbornness. But you never repent. Why? Please. Listen. And Laji said it. She's like, just give it a chance to the Holy Spirit. We have nothing without the Holy Spirit. You cannot live a life of victory without the Holy Spirit. Impossible. We have a dead church without the Holy Spirit. Listen, without the Holy Spirit, we can come here, practice, you know, have played nice music. It's going to be concert to your ears. I don't want that. That doesn't deliver the soul of man. Please listen to my heart. Repent of your sin. When the Lord's knocking, when you hear He's around, I don't care. We don't care. I can't save you. The spirit of the prophet is submitted to the prophet. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is order. But I know some of you, you need Jesus, but you don't want to cry it out to Jesus because you don't want what you care more about what other people are going to think about you. You need to repent. You do. And I want you to see this blind man here. You can keep the verse on the screen. In his blindness, finally realized, I gotta call Jesus because that Jesus is my Savior. That Jesus, I can count on Him. That Jesus, I know what He does in my own life. You see, that Jesus, you know what happened? That Jesus, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then everything else you troubling yourself on, like houses, cars, money. You've never had this experience. Jesus is a provider. Come to me. Come talk to me. Come talk to me. Wait, hang on. I thought I was closer to the ground. Come and talk to us. We'll tell you stories, testimonies on how many times He parted the Red Sea financially for us. We started our lives 3 times with literally with nothing. You see, guys, the world, Marian said it again. The Lord's speaking to you guys. But I want you to see something here.
Verse 39, those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more.
Oh, Lord, help him. I'm not shouting more. But I pray that you hear my heart. I pray that you hear the word of the Lord this morning because God is speaking to us. And not only that, you see, I pray that none of us are among those who are rebuking others from crying out to Jesus. The stream of the presence of God is here. And I tell you, you for those of you who knows my heart, I'm not here to pastor. I'm not here to just be your pastor, make you feel good. I have a good pastor. I'm not here for that. I'm here to see the kingdom come. And I'm here to see it come in your life. I'm here to see it come in your life. I'm here to see it come in your life. I'm here to see the kingdom come in your life. But I can't force it. Because we've learned what? We went to watch Joshua. That stuck with me. You can lead people out of Egypt, you can lead them to the promised land, but you cannot take Egypt out of them. And some of you, you will never experience the promised land, which is the presence of God. Where the presence of God is, there is liberty. There's freedom from sin. There's freedom from anxiety. There's freedom from whatever's holding you down. You will never experience that until you allow Egypt to stay behind you. Now, some of us, we love Egypt. We love Egypt. We love the world. We want it. Kendra said it earlier. You can't have one foot in the world and one in the kingdom. It's impossible. I want to experience the fullness of God at every level. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally, you know, relation with my kids, relation with all of you. Because that's another thing. Sometimes we so focus on God is good, you know, you're serving God, but we are so poor in managing life relationship. You know, the so-called spiritual people, they're so spiritual, but everybody hates them at home. Everybody hates them at work because they're not kind. They don't know how to resolve conflict. They don't know how to talk. Resolve conflict. That's it. That's it. Sometimes to have peace, you need to accept the blame and pray for them. You know that? Now, I'm not asking anybody to be the front doormat. No, that's not what I'm saying. But sometimes to have peace, come to our Bible study, you'll understand the conscience of the authority of conscience. A lot of people, they don't live with a clear conscience, not because of your relationship with God, but just because you don't know how to manage life relationship. Now, on the other hand, sometimes there are some people you will never have peace with them because they're just miserable. Miserable is always lack of company. Miserable people, they like to make everybody else around them miserable. Some, those people you just have to, God bless you, and stay away from them as much as possible. Now, it must not be your husband or your wife. Okay? See, now, some of you go home, you heard the pastor. You are my misery. I finally got the revelation. Finally got it. Oh, Lord, from everything that was spoken today, they got that. Your wife, my children are not part of it. So the guy here went to Jesus, right? Finally made it to Jesus. He finally made it to Jesus. What happened? Huh? The man finally made it to Jesus. What did Jesus say? Jesus asked him what? Hang on. Okay, if I'd be Peter right now, just be Peter with me for a little bit, or Thomas, or one of them. Like, hang on. I don't get Jesus sometimes. Come on, Lord. I mean, do you see what this guy just went through to make it to you? People are calling him crazy. Some people actually say, like, oh, man, shut down, you know, go sit down. He didn't care. He shouted the loudest. It's like the more resistant he got. Listen, you will always have resistance when it comes to you finding your place in the secret place. You will always have people, life circumstances, troubles, friends, sickness, death. They will constantly be on your way to tell you, sit down. But you got your hope up because you know faith come by hearing that Jesus can heal me. But on the way to him, what's happening? Blockage. Troubles, sickness. You finally made it to Jesus. Oh, yes. All right, Lord. And then Jesus is like, what do you want? Really? Really, Lord? Hang on. Some of us would be saying, are you serious now? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Some of us would be like, what's wrong with you? What's the matter for you, Jesus? What's the matter for you? What do you want? And believe me, my brothers and sisters, please, Let your pride down. Let it down. Let your pride down. Let it down. Because sometimes, just for the fact that you can't admit verbally, well, Lord, I just need more love right now. I need to see. I need to see. And that's one of the things that blocks a lot of you from making it to the next level with God. Because Jesus is like, well, okay, what do you want? And you're like, well, you should know what I want. It's like, yeah, he knows what you want. But your declaration, upon that declaration, upon this, I'm desperate, Lord. I'm just stuck, Jesus. I can't love anymore. Listen to this. So Kendra and I were having this encounter. She's like, what can I pray for you? I encourage you, husband and wife, we always say it, do your best to pray together. And we do, I mean, because we pray with people all the time, it's like this is the last thing we want to do with each other. I mean, it's kind of normal, right? Because I pray, I'm constantly praying with people. I pray with people on the phone, on WhatsApp, on Zoom. It's like I'm constantly praying with people. So by the time I get home, you think I want to pray with her? No. Thank God for the food. That's about it. But we're being very intentional to create this connection to pray with each other. So we recently had this encounter. So she's like, so what can I pray for you? What can I pray for you? And she's like, well, say God is here. You know, Holy Spirit is here. If you would look at him face to face, what would you ask him? So I'm like, I'm going in my mind. I'm like, okay. Right now, I really need grace. And she's like, well, didn't Jesus already give us grace? Grace is unmerited favor. I'm like, shoot, woman, I'm just trying to be spiritual here. You know? I'm just trying to really be vulnerable and I need God's grace. But what we fail to understand is grace is unmerited favor. Do I already have God's unmerited favor? Yes. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, so I think, well, I guess let me pray thanking God for his grace. You see the conversation? I said, well, then I need the Holy Spirit. I need a double portion of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm like, I need more. I just need more. And she's like, well, this...
Isn't the Holy Spirit already been poured out?
Come on, lady. You're not helping me out. We're having this encounter here. You're my confidence. We want to pray for me. You're asking me what I need. So come on, help me out. And I'm like, that's right. So I just... You see, that's the thing. We say, Lord... Pour. And as a plumber, let me tell you this. Your faucet has unlimited supply of water. The only thing that needs to be done is to position ourselves, the cup under the faucet. Now, the Holy Spirit, there's no on and off. The Holy Spirit is constantly flowing. The only thing that needs to happen is for me to position my heart, my life, under the flow of the Holy Spirit. And then there it is. It's like, okay, so when I say be filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm asking, make room. Come on, put yourself under the flow of the Holy Spirit. And then, bam. And then, of course, and we pray for patience. We pray for extra whatever. It was the best encounter I had. She ministered to my soul. And I'm like, what do you, once again, what Jesus is asking the guy, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? The Lord's asking you right now, what do you want? Is there anything you want? Maybe some of you just come before the Lord expecting nothing. Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please, to come before God without faith, without know that he exists and he rewards. And when you come, you face him, you're like, okay. He's like, what do you want? And you're like, what do I want? Well, you should know. Really? And it's obvious. The guy is blind. He needs sight. And yet Jesus is doing what? Asking him. You know, he's asking you this morning, what do you want? I don't have it. He's got it. We don't have it. We can only create an atmosphere. And I think that's where I want all of us to be in the next season in our lives. God is breathing his breath, blowing his, he's doing this on restoration. Don't miss it. Some of, and I'm saying this is as a warning. The Lord is here. Don't miss it. The stream of the Holy Spirit is here. If you remain in what you knew, you will miss it. Put yourself under the stream. Be filled. Let him reformat your mind to kingdom mindset that we've talked about in the past 7 years. It's going to be 7 years since I'm here. And you know, I was reminded the other day that 7 is a number of perfection. And I said, God, man, you're perfecting me. He's perfecting us. He's doing good thing. Would you give him room in your heart? He doesn't want you to be fruitless. You know, and I'm going to finish with this. I didn't ask Ryan, but Ryan told me something last night I want him to share with us. Something from Titus. Come here, son. I want you to share with us. I want you to, because that just like stayed with me so much. I want you to share it and then we'll.
I gotta remember what I said. So I was reading Titus 3 and I don't remember what verse, but it says, teach our people to do good by meeting the urgent needs of others and those in needs, then they will not be unproductive. They will not be unfruitful. And that's really just what I've, just my heart's cry to the Lord has been, man, like, Jesus, help me to make a habit of inconveniencing myself for others. Because I don't want to be unproductive. I don't want to be unfruitful. And there's something about it, like when you give up what you want, when you're not always getting everything you want, right? You sacrifice time, your day, you know, like the Lord doesn't leave you wanting. You know, not that the goal of me doing these things and sacrificing is for me to be fulfilled by the Lord, right? It's for me to have a change of character. I want to build my character. I want to become more like Jesus, right? But he doesn't leave you empty. And so that's just what I was sharing with him.
Yeah. Thank you, son. So here yesterday, now, by the way, for those of you who knows of Pastor John and Carol Q. Quinsberry, if you have their number or email, please email them, send them words of encouragement, because, of course, his mom passed away, you know, she's been sick, the wife been sick, and then dad just died. So, you know, sometimes this verse hit me because yesterday, thank you, Louie and Ryan, who drove 9 hours, we drove 9 hours for a 2.5 hour service. You know, sometimes you think, you giving because you want to be a blessing. And then like Ryan says, no, God will never leave you empty. And I think that's our problem sometimes. We think, well, we want to give God our leftovers. Well, I'm too tired. I don't want to, I had a long day. I'm not coming to Bible study. I'm not going to my gas station spiritually, my cell group. I don't want to go to lunch with this brother, with this sister, because it's not a priority. But we're missing out. So we went to that memorial service. Man, I had an encounter. I came out, wanted to be like Papa Joe. Because the guy is Joseph. Everybody was talking about Papa Joe. I want to be like Papa Joe now. Because Papa Joe was like Jesus. Not only I want to be like Jesus, but I'm like, man, I have another role model. I want to be like Papa Joe. Well, what did we do? We give, thank God for these two guys, because, man, I couldn't drive 9 hours to do it. An hour and a half into it, I was already, like, falling asleep. It's like, Louis, like, are you okay, buddy? It's like, no, I'm falling asleep. So, you know, and then between the three of us, we did it. But the encounter we had is priceless. The things we've learned, the way, even for me, the way the Lord spoke to me, encouraged me yesterday, I'm gonna have to write John and thank him that, not his dad died, but for, you know, because he's like, thank you for coming, thank you for, I'm like, no man, thank you that I'm here. You know, so many times we think of God like take, you know, people's like, well, why would God take my husband? Why would God take my wife? Why would God take this person? God is not a taker. You see, we, because of sin, we die. We will die. Because of sin. And people die at all ages because of whatever circumstances that happen in their lives. But remember, God promised us 70, 80 to the more we're bust. So for those of you who are over 80, every day is your birthday. For supporting us with your prayers, with your talent, with your ability, with your money, you know. You put your money where your heart is. And we ask the Lord that we would continue to be good steward for that, with that money, and for the advancement of his kingdom. Won't you guys stand up? Louis, come up here. I know. He's going to be like, shoot, man, this guy is really stretching me. Come on. Won't you pray, and then I'll pronounce a blessing.
Lord, we just come and say thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Because of Jesus, we're able to do this freely. We thank you for your blood that gives us life. Lord, everything that was done and spoken today, may you allow it to just fall deep into the soil, Lord God. Allow it to gain root, Lord God, so that we can grow more in you. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, Lord God. We ask you to bless us, Lord God, to grow more and more and more in love with you, Lord yes. God. As we leave, Lord God, you will provide
yes,
travel mercies, Lord God. But Lord, keep growing us in you, Lord God, throughout the week, Lord God. Don't let today go to waste, Lord God.
Yes.
Allow us to grab it, Lord God, and to grow more in you. I pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, I love you guys. Please find somebody. Give him a big hug. How about that? Tell him God bless him.